Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. Sign Guy with you. QT on assignment today. QT is off on assignment. And so I'm just like Princess Leia, I'm flying solo here today. So some show notes if you're looking for some pro wrestling today. You have the AIWF in Marysville, Tennessee. Primetime Wrestling happening in Paris, Kentucky. Legendary Larry D Appreciation Day there. Definitely going to be a good time in Paris, Kentucky. Blue Collar Wrestling, where you can find myself later this afternoon in Portland, Oregon at the North Portland Eagles. You also have WCWO in Indianapolis, Indiana, like we've been saying for the last several days. It's a benefit show for JKO. So definitely if you're anywhere near Indianapolis, get down there for the big JKO benefit show happening at the Outlaw Arena. He had a medical emergency recently, out of work. So they're raising funds to try to help him as he recovers. Also, an update on Tom Van Zandt. If you listened to us Friday, you know that he had an extremely serious medical condition. He is doing better. He's still in the ICU. He will be in the hospital for a few days at least and looks to be getting a little bit better. Hopefully, he'll be released soon and can start the road to recovery. But glad that Tom is still with us for sure. It was a scary situation for him. So thoughts still with Tom Van Zandt. Now today is going to be a little bit different. Today, guest on the show is Sonny O'Mara. And for the people that are unfamiliar with Sonny, Sonny O'Mara is a wrestler here in our neck of the woods in the Pacific Northwest. And due to a stroke several years ago, Sonny is unable to speak, so he cannot do a traditional interview with us, but we sent Sonny questions in advance, which he answered for us, and we will be reading the questions and answers here today. That is how we're doing the interview, but I 100% wanted Sonny on the show. He's a great, great guy, fantastic competitor, so we definitely wanted him on here. So bear with us as it's a little unorthodox, but we had to do what we had to do in order to have Sonny with us, and we're absolutely thrilled to have Sonny here as our guest. Now, since QT is not here to ask his questions, I will ask QT's questions. And I will read Sonny's answers. So, these are the questions from QT. Number one, what was your most significant injury, and did it force you to alter your wrestling style? Sonny's answer, it would have to be my stroke, not being able to talk makes it very difficult for the people I am wrestling. Number two, what do you think of Chef's weight loss, as well as Buddy Highway's? Sonny's answer, I think Chef and Buddy losing weight is awesome. Good for them. Number three, when and where was your last tag team victory with Randy the Pimp Taylor as your partner? The answer, I don't think I have ever tagged with Pimp. If I did, it was over 15 years ago. Number four, what did you think of King Marcus Anderson's refusal to shake your hand for the start of your match on May 26, 2018? Number four's answer, it does not bother me. Pimp brought me in to show how the original PWF does things. Number five, what would a Sonny O'Mara Darth Carter tag team be called? Sonny's answer, Carnage, with two exclamation marks. Side note, horrible. Number six, are there any truths to the rumors out of Shelton, Washington, that you had a run-in with Blitz, the mascot at Graham Kapawisson High School, on October 5th, 2019, and words were exchanged? Did your head meet Dave Hollenbeck's head recently, and did it damage his head? Number six's answer, no run-in with Blitz. My head is just fine. Dave got lucky. Lol. Side note, it was Sonny's eye that took the brunt of that. Sonny's eye. Number eight. If you could travel back in time, which tag team would you most like to manage if you had the chance? The Powers of Pain or the Legion of Doom? The answer, Legion of Doom, for sure. Number nine, what is the last wrestling autobiography you have read, and did you meet the author at a book signing? The answer, Mick Foley. Did not meet him. Number 10. Do you have any plans to travel with Ron Von Hess on his next international trip? And have you seen video of his recent match in Japan? The answer, it is great that those guys are getting to travel like that, but no plans for me to travel right now. All right, that concludes QT's questions. Now, on to mine. Number one, how did you break in to the crazy world of professional wrestling? And the answer, I went to Infest and saw PWF wrestling. Found out they have a school way back 2001, I think. All right. My second question, do you have a preference for singles or tag team wrestling? And the answer, I like both. Single match, it's all you, but tag can be fun when you have Chef in your corner. Side note, not if you're Darth Carter. My third question, do you think that the steroid problem in wrestling has largely been eradicated, or does it still exist? And Sonny's answer, I have not heard any steroid use around me. All right, and my next question. How do you think that social media has changed professional wrestling? And Sonny's answer, I think it made wrestling worse. Nothing is a surprise anymore. Everyone wants to know everything. And number five, where is the strangest place that you've wrestled? And Sonny's answer, a Mexican restaurant. Number six, what are your opinions on intergender wrestling? And Sonny's answer, intergender match are great. A lot of the ladies out there are better than the guys. Number seven, what are your opinions on current Ring of Honor? And Sonny's answer, I have not been following Ring of Honor. Number eight, whom do you think are some of the best young talents that you have seen in the Pacific Northwest? Sonny's answer, Jacob Sumas and Tectonic. Number nine, would you ever consider booking a company? And Sonny's answer, I thought about it, but no, too many egos out there. And my final question for Sonny O'Mara, how would you rate that idiot Darth Carter as an opponent? And Sonny's answer, Darth Carter is crazy, the one guy I will stay away from. Over 300 pounds and about 7 foot. All right, now we also sent Sonny some word association. So this will be the wrestler followed by Sonny's 1 to 2 word answer that immediately sprung to his mind. Here we go. Tim Flowers. I learned a lot. Sarah Irene. Family. Chef. One of my best friends. Paul Preston. Does great everywhere he goes. Mike Santiago. Heel. Always. Lol. Sloth. He can bump. JB Moonshine. Good guy, great worker. CJ Edwards, great worker. Ken Hamblin, Uncle Ken. Kevin Sullivan, legend. Honky Tonk Man, strange guy. Pops Ballard, best ref. Kellen Wraith, don't know too well. Sunny Days, she is Northwest Lady Wrestling, great person. Ian Bear, wrestled in a sweater. Well, that wraps up word association for Sonny O'Mara. And Sonny doesn't have a lot to plug. He is, of course, on the flyer for the upcoming Woo America show happening the 21st of this month in Poblanitas on 6 and Callaway in Bremerton, Washington. Sonny would also like us to plug Shift Submission Grappling. That is located at 120 138th Street South in Tacoma, Washington. Sunny, for those not aware, a very accomplished grappling and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competitor, as well as professional wrestling. Also, one of Sunny's regular stops, Combat Pro Wrestling, will be happening on the 4th of January, 2020. They are back at the Red Curtain for the Arts Center in Marysville, Washington. So definitely, if you have a chance to see Sunny compete, get out there and watch him. He does both grappling, he does professional wrestling, and he does Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So pick one of those and go watch Sunny. Great, great competitor. Young wrestlers, you should all want to get into the ring with Sunny. Learn how a match is properly called. Sunny is a master of that, 100%. You shouldn't ever not believe me when I tell you that. That pretty much wraps up with Sunny. But I will mention that QT Vokes went to Northwest Pro Wrestling last night at Vaughn, Washington at the Key Center. And on the way there, he had a green tea. He would like to mention that the tea was very robust. Very robust. And settling. He said it had hints of mint and saddlewood to him, which was odd. It was just a plain green tea. But that's his review for that. Also, QT Vokes is top 9 and 7/8 Pacific Northwest wrestler rankings are out now. I can now give you the top 9 and 7/8 wrestler rankings as we learn from QT Vokes. As soon as I find where he put them, give me just a moment here. Talk amongst yourselves for just a moment. Just a moment, talk amongst yourselves. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Honorable mention, Sarah Irene. 9 7/8, Yvonne Sieber. Number 9, Paul Preston and any pets he might have, like a dog or cattle or a cat or turtle, like Rocky. Number 8, the aircraft carrier Hornet in Alameda. Number 7, Randy Goldgen Zellers. Number 6, Christopher Isaac. Number 5 7/8, Ron Von Hess. Number 4, Coach Mike Jones, for his work with the Dragons minicamp. Number 3 1/2, Jerry Bishop, for his appearance on Sign of the Times. Highest debut of an Alaskan wrestler ever. Number 3, Mikey the Mustache. Number 2, Johnny Proof. And his number 1 ranked wrestler and fruit pie winner for the first time ever, J.D. Mason. So there you have this week's top 9 and 7/8 wrestler rankings. Also for the fans, if you've not found the Sign of the Times, it has been posted to the YouTubes. So get out there, youtube.com/TheSignGuy77. You can find episode 406. It was at an undisclosed wrestling venue. And we had QT Vokes and Jerry Bishop from Kentucky on there. Jerry Bishop, of course, out of Alaska now. But he started out in Kentucky. We're both UWF alumni, having competed on shows in Georgetown, Kentucky for Felony Fox and Big Dog Cujo at the old United Wrestling Federation. We sure both were alumni of there. We also both worked for PWF in Corbin, Kentucky. So we've been around to the same places, not necessarily at the same time, until last night when we converged at an undisclosed wrestling venue. Now, once again, I want to strongly urge anyone in the Midwest to head over to 1151 South Kentucky Avenue in Indianapolis, Indiana. Jake Ayo Benefit Show. Jake Ayo is someone that has helped many, many, many people in the course of his career in professional wrestling, which is over 25 years now. He needs help. A lot of wrestlers came together. A lot of the younger wrestlers put this together for him. That's a testament to Jake Ayo that a lot of the young guys put this together and did it very, very quickly. A lot of people that you normally will not see at a WCWO show will be in attendance. People that only occasionally work there are making a stop to help out Jake Ayo. People like Cousin Cooter will be there. Congo Kong will be there. The Soul Shooters. A lot of the regulars, of course, at WCWO will be there. People like Anthony Lee and Jonathan Wolf, TJ Kemp. So get out there if you're anywhere near Indianapolis. Support the benefit for Jake Ayo. I would be there if I was much closer to him. Unfortunately, I am not, but I will be at Blue Collar Wrestling later today. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, swing by 7611 North Exeter. If you're in Kentucky, well worth a trip over to Paris, Kentucky. They're celebrating legendary Larry D, who was recently signed to Impact Wrestling. Signed a full-time contract. They're celebrating that today at Primetime Wrestling, his home Kentucky promotion. So get out there, congratulate legendary Larry D. Maybe pick up a piece of merchandise and watch him in his home promotion as he celebrates going to the big time. You'll see him on Access TV very, very soon, I'm sure. So definitely congratulations go out to him. Once again, best wishes go out to Tom Van Zandt, who had a very, very scary medical situation pop up this past week. Seems like he's getting better. Our best wishes go out to him and his family. Next week on the show, next Sunday, we had a guest pull out. I am in the works to secure a new guest. Hopefully, we will have that done in the next day or two. We'll let you know about it on the Book of Faces once we get someone in that spot. But Friday afternoon, for sure, we will be joined by Kentucky-based wrestler Victor Vargas, whom I met at the aforementioned Primetime Wrestling in Paris, Kentucky. I think a lot of people are going to be very, very impressed with Victor Vargas. He's a great young talent. So get out there, support your local wrestling wherever it may be. If you've not gotten familiar with Sonny O'Mara, our guest today, look up the YouTubes on Sonny O'Mara and or his faction Pure Dominance. Sonny, fantastic guy, great, great competitor. I think more people should try to get familiar with Sonny O'Mara. And we will be back with you next week, so join us then.
again.